Welcome to the Elks of Dynasty podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, reacting just to some quick stuff from week 7, just some storylines heading out of the week. I think the big stuff here is going to be Breece Hall with an ACL. I'm interested in seeing what deals are. Do you take Najee Harris straight up? I think you probably do. You take a first. I don't love doing that if it's a later first. You take like a non-playoff first. And Superflex, I could probably be interested in doing that. Think about doing something like that. Do you take Jacobs plus? What's the plus there? I'm interested in sort of seeing what the market is for him. So that'd be something, probably one of the leading things that I have. You're potentially contending if you have him, right? A chance that you were going worst to first if you were in the Breece Hall market, right? He's giving you a top 8 production, right? If you were trying to contend, right? There's a chance that you actually were doing so. So, I know in a couple of places I have him, maybe 10%, my league, something like that, which about, about market neutral. All of them were sort of in decent shape, right? So, and I think I earned the pick in 2 out of 3 of those spots. So, yeah, I mean, this is a, this hurts, right? This was a player that was up ahead of Jonathan Taylor in points per game, or in keep trade cut, right? So, it's gonna hurt, right? This was a running back 1 for a moment in time. So we'll be watching for that and sort of see where his value settles. I'm interested in buying if I'm sort of a, if I'm not in contention, but I'm interested in buying from the perspective of like, all right, a couple of contending pieces type of deal. And again, I don't know if there's gonna be a ton of those deals done. So I'm really interested to see how that market develops. All right, so that's that. Josh Jacobs, pretty good. I think he's having a good season. He's running back 2 behind Austin Eckler, who's running back 1 in points per game. Jacobs, that's a running back 2 in actual points per game. There's he hasn't played. He's only played. He's played 6 games. Eckler, Barkley, and Chubb are ahead of him in actual total points scored, but he's ahead of them in points per game in PPR. 6 touchdowns on the season, 20 catches. That's good too. Again, that's tied for 13th. Again, that's not even that high, right? We've seen him be a top 6 to 8 guy in that stat. So. But I think you feel really good about this. 5.7 yards per carry. Again, that's, you just look, these things are super fluky from year to year. So is he running on like some of his positive variants? Yeah. But again, like, this is why you kind of buy, you buy durable profiles at cheap costs, because there's a lot of ways for them to rebound. And this is like a classic case of that. So, be interested to see sort of, what his track is going forward. Again, can he stay up and be, top 5 guy kind of rest of the way? I'm not sure. Like, he's playing well enough that you could see that. He has a little bit more durable of a scoring profile, for example, than a guy like Nick Chubb, who's ahead of him in total points per game, but only has 9 catches. It's more than doubling Nick Chubb in receiving work, for example. So, you figure, like, guys around him as well. Fournette is going to get, clipped a little bit in terms of work. That's, I think, something we'll have to see here. Rashad White's kind of taking a chunk out of that workload. We'll see how McCaffrey sort of integrates in the offense. Hall, again, we talked about. Aaron Jones up to running back 8. But he's a full touchdown a game behind Jacobs, more than that. Right, so like all of a sudden you're like, oh wait, like there's actually a pretty decent, decent difference here between Jacobs and the other guys. So it wouldn't be super shocking to see a top 5, even better finish on the season, just because sort of how that top of the position's shaken out. And again, if he's healthy, like he's right on track. 22.2 points per game is what he's averaging. That's what Jonathan Taylor averaged last year as running back 1. So Eckler is a true running back one in the sense of he's averaging 25 points a game. Like, that's a true running back one. As compared to what Jonathan Taylor did last year, which was a historically weak running back one. So that's the – that you know, and again, if Jacobs is running back one in the season, I'm going to be insufferable. So it should be quite fun. Not here so much, but just generally about Josh Jacobs. So that's that. I think the Fournette stuff would be interesting to watch, right? Does his price slip? He's about running back 20 or so. There was news about Pacheco taking over. I was like, okay. It's kind of like in name only, right? You know, one of those deals where you're like, oh, okay, like that's great, like awesome. He's gonna lead them in carries. That's awesome. He had 8. he has had double digit carries 2 out of the 3 times they've done it this year. You know, so like, okay, like great. Like he's this quote starting running back. That's awesome. But it's Edwards-Helaire, you know, going 6 for 32 and a touchdown, right? McKinnon is well involved. McKinnon, has 12 yards rushing on the ground, only 2 carries, but he adds 36 yards in the receiving game. So I'm not going to go full running back snap reactions here, but you can name Isaiah Pacheco whatever you want. He's no more than like 45% of a committee. you can name him God, and he's still that. So I'd be cautious on anything like that. Again, I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire, if this causes a reduction in his price, I'm interested in buying. And thinking about him as like an injury away type of player, type of evaluation, right? Thinking about that. So Zeke banged up a little bit too, so just keep an eye on that. The other thing I think you can really need to pay attention to is some of the quarterback stuff. Again, I think how we sort of watched this, the rest of this season unfold here at the quarterback position. You've got Allen and Mahomes up at the top. You know, Burrow's right there after Lamar. Jalen Hurts, top 5. There's pretty good tier break there after those top 5 guys. I'm just using the default scoring at Football Guys. 6 is Geno Smith. 7 is Kyler. 8 is Herbert. And that's like a couple of touchdowns a game behind Allen, by the way. Like, that's a big difference. Lawrence is at 9. Dan Jones is at 10. Mariota's 11. Brady's 12. Rodgers is 13, by the way. So you just start – I'm not going to read you them all. But, you start thinking like, okay, and those are total points too. So you got some other guys behind him. Like Tua's at 22, but again, he's at like 16.7, which is kind of right around that turn there as well. So I think the big point is like these guys aren't sorted in the way that you would think. I think Stafford's got a chance to get right. That would sort of be the thing that I would say. I think Russell Wilson, and honestly, like the hamstring stuff, maybe giving him a week wasn't the worst deal, right? Like, hey, could you play? Like, if this was an AFC championship game, are you out there playing? Like, a la, Phillip Rivers with a torn ACL. Like, he's probably out there playing. But if, you're like, all right, hey, listen, this isn't going to make or break our year. And, let's get you right and let's get you, sort of away from – let's just get you a week off, right? Like, all right, like this is a good opportunity to sort of reset the clock. And I think that's true about Russ. So hopeful there that he can kind of jumpstart things coming out. So that's the stuff. Again, I think how you think about Dak Prescott as well. Again, I'm interested in buying these guys. I'm especially interested in buying them. This is the time where you can sort of add a quarterback. Right. If you can add a quarterback without giving one, like this is a great time to do it. Then you can kind of figure that stuff out later. So those are the things I'm really looking at here as we go along. I'll have snap reactions. This week's content's going to be largely the same stuff, right? Snap reactions for each position. I will have the quarterback stuff out on Tuesday. It's going to be running back, wide receiver, tight end on Monday. I'll have your waiver wire. I'll have all those out for you on Tuesday. I'll have your trade show as well, and then we'll do the preview on Friday. So we'll have all of that for you, okay? And again, trying to keep some trade content going here, thinking about that as we head into, you know, basically the month before the trade deadline. You know, we have to really start making some time here to really think about this. So I'm going to try and include some additional strategy stuff along the way, whether that's in like, sometimes it's in like the primer podcasts, right? Sometimes it's like in, like it's beginning to that. And it's just stuff to think about strategically. You know, I'm not going to recreate the wheel in season, but yeah, stuff to think about, I think is important. So, all right. So that'll do it here for this edition. All right. And until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.